Congratulations, Zane.
Thank you.
We're going to go ahead and start our media availabilities. We are now joined by Zane Smith, driver of the number 38 Speedco Ford for Front Row Motorsports. Zane, can you talk us through the race? You were pretty dominant throughout the whole thing.
Yeah, I was a little worried in the first stage just with how much I feel like we fell off. It's a really weird in-between racetrack at that time with the sun going down, but the track temp is still up. So we'd fire off really good, honestly probably too good, and then, I don't know, lap 20 would come around and we'd just get really, really tight. And just, I don't know, really trucks in general, it's just so hard to manage a tight truck. I'd way rather manage a loose truck. And took a pretty decent swing at it in the second stage, and it was definitely enough. And then I knew I wanted more there. And then from there on, it was just kind of managing my tires and searching for grip. And at that time, it was really just mine to lose. And those are, they look fun, but they really aren't, mental wise. And so just a really good truck. This was our Vegas truck, and I feel like this is kind of what we would have seen at Vegas if I didn't get caught up in that incident. And we still almost won that night with the right front torn off the thing. And so I don't know, I really enjoy coming to this place. I've been searching for a mile and a half win for a while now, it feels like, and I've had a lot of them taken from me. And I thought that late race restart was possibly going to be another one. And then luckily just timed that right in the box, right when the 66 had gotten to my bumper and kind of shot me out there. And at that time, it's just managing runs and trying to be as big of a wake as possible. And fortunately, that's what we did.
All right. Well, we'll go ahead and open it up for questions. If you have one, please raise your hand. We'll start with Randy in the front.
Yeah, Zane, Randy Kovitz, Kansas City Star. A couple years ago, we go back to my, you led 50 laps here a couple years ago, and then you came back and you led 37 laps. So how satisfying is this after really, really coming close the last three times you've been here, you've been in the lead? What does this mean to finally do it here after all that?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely feel like I should have a couple of these since I've been here. And these are, I mean, anything NASCAR is just hard to close out. And truck races are crazy. I've been on both sides of it. And so they're just never over until it's over. And even coming to two to go, I'm like, there's going to be a caution. And so at that time, I was just preparing mentally and what I should do in that situation. And fortunately, I didn't, but I feel like that's kind of how you have to go about it, the worst case scenario, and I guess hope for the best at times.
We'll go to Daniel.
Daniel McFadden, Speed Sport. I mean, this is your most dominating performance yet, 108 laps led. Would you have expected that to come here, and how's that feel?
Yeah, so this is pretty funny now that I think back of it. I had told Chris after walking back to the garage after Vegas, kind of dejected that I had gotten ganged up on KBM trucks and then lost that one. And it was just such a good truck since we unloaded, and there was a lot of similarities there today. And I told him at Vegas, we bring what we had here tonight. There should be no reason I don't win Kansas, just because rubber gets laid down more and you move around a lot more and you have a opportunity to kind of pull away. And that was kind of the case. And so super excited we come here again in the playoffs, and that one's even more important to win.
Harry Loomis, Griffin Media. Zane, last year you won just one time. This year, first year at Front Row, you've got three wins on three completely different tracks before anybody else has even gotten two. What's it been with you and this Front Row marriage that's been so successful right out of the gate?
Yeah, I definitely took a lot of criticism last year, which is a given, but a lot of people don't like to really look at facts and kind of see how we ran throughout the race of where we'd be leading and then come down pit road and something would happen. And these races aren't that long to rebound from that. And so just the biggest difference is I feel like in racing that I haven't really had yet is the off-track interaction, and I never realized how valuable that really is, and I feel like myself and my team are, whether or not they're my team or not, I would still like to hang out with them off the racetrack, and I feel like communication and everything just is a whole lot better when it's that case.
Any further questions? And back to Lee.
Saying you had a 4-second lead over John Hunter before he spun. I mean, were you aware how dominant your truck was? I mean, you talked about you were concerned about potential cautions, but having that kind of speed, it almost seemed inevitable if you don't screw it up.
Yeah, for sure. Something that made me feel a lot better was at driver intro. John Hunter and I were talking, and people are asking him how his stuff was, and people are asking me, and John Hunter had said to me he's only worried about me, and so I could say the same thing about him. So that was good to hear that, because you don't know in our, it feels like 10 minutes of practice how we are, and I felt good in practice, and everything seemed good, but you really don't know, especially practicing in the heat of the day and racing at night. And so I think this is just a start, really. I feel like our mile and a half stuff is really good, and I feel like I've gotten way, way better on mile and a halfs over the past couple years, and I really just enjoy going to them, and really love coming to Kansas in general, and especially these next two coming up.
Where do you see yourself next year? Do you want to continue to build this program? I mean, I know you had a cup offer last year that, you know, kind of fell to pieces, but where do you see yourself a year from now?
I don't know. I mean, I've gotten that question a lot this year. I just want to win races. That's all I really care about. I feel like, obviously, yeah, all of us want to go race on Sunday, but I'm about to be 23 years old. Like, I have time to get there, and I just want it to be the right opportunity when I get there. And in the meantime, build my resume and hopefully keep collecting these and build a trophy case.
Thank you.
Any last questions? All right. Thanks, and congratulations.
Thank you.